Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
By wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by 84 Lumber. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. It's spring. It's time when the weather is so cooperative. We can work inside. We can work outside. We can do some planning for projects. It's just a great time to tackle home improvements. And what makes it extra special for us is this is episode 2400 of the Money Pit. So we're very proud to have been able to be with you for all of those episodes, all of these years, to help you take on the projects that you want to get done. And we couldn't have reached this incredible achievement without the support of our dedicated podcast audience and our radio audience. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks you guys so much for tuning in. We love hearing your stories and hearing all about your countless home improvement journeys that you have been taking us along for the ride. Here's to so many more episodes filled with expert advice, DIY tips, and endless inspiration. So cheers to you guys. Thank you so much for being with us on this incredible ride.
Absolutely. So let's get to it. So coming up on today's show, we've got a lot planned as usual. We're going to start by talking about your front yard space. It's an area that creates a welcome entry to your home, and it definitely delivers some curb appeal when it comes time to sell. So we're going to share some low-cost, easy landscaping ideas that can help your home be the standout of the neighborhood.
And are you ready to move into a new apartment, but you're wondering how much decorating you can do without risking your security deposit? Well, we're going to share some simple ideas to make your apartment feel like home without risking getting your security deposit back at the end of the lease.
And if you're planning on hiring a pro to help get a project done, there is one extra thing that you guys might want to check for before pressing go, and that is what happens if a worker gets hurt while working at your home. So we're going to have some tips to make sure you're protected.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and maybe your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY. Call in your questions right now to 888-MONEYPIT.
Or post your questions right now to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. That number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Karen in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I had a tile floor put in my bathroom, and where you walk in, the grout has chipped out, and so I called the tile guy, and he came and he took that piece of tile out and regrouted it, and it's happening again. Is there something I can use just to seal that up, or do we have to regrout it a third time?
Well, if the grout is falling out, then sealing it's not going to change anything. It sounds like the grout might have been not mixed correctly. Perhaps it was too dry. Is it falling out in the same place that it fell out the first time?
Yes.
Karen, is it a small tile or a large tile?
I think it's 12 by 12.
Okay, and you're not seeing any cracks in the tile. It's just strictly on the grout.
Yeah, just the grout is chipping out. And it's just in the one place, the same place he replaced it.
Well, when you say he replaced it, did he just sort of fill in the missing areas, or did he actually really physically take out all the old grout?
He took out the old grout and put in a new tile.
You're going to have the tile guy come back again, pull out the grout, and try it one more time. But have him look this time carefully to see if there's any movement in the floor there that's causing this to happen. Because I agree with Leslie on this. I definitely think something's going on there that's causing it to loosen up. It shouldn't be happening. If the grout was not fully removed the first time, then I would think that maybe, you know, it just wasn't adhering. But if it's completely, totally, completely removed and it's still coming up, then I think that there's something unstable about that floor surface, and that's why it's popping up. You're going to have to get the tile guy involved again. It's definitely not a maintenance issue.
I will do that for sure then.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red, and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildicide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark. They'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on? You got some projects around your house this weekend that you need a hand with? Well, whatever it is, we are here to help you take that project from start to finish. So let us know how we can lend a hand. Coming up, does your home make a good first impression? We're going to share some low-cost landscaping ideas to help your home be the standout of the neighborhood when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to tackle any home project with confidence? Well, whether you are planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now I've got Trish in New Jersey on the line who's got a remodeling question. What are you working on?
I have a wall that goes between the kitchen, and there's a set of steps that go down to the basement.
Okay.
My question is, that it's also a bearing wall. Is it worth it for me to go through the expense of taking this wall out, and then what do I do about the, when you take the wall out, it's going to drop down to the basement steps right there?
Right. So, okay, it's a big project, Trish, really big project. Because when you take a wall out like that, you have to reinforce all of the structure above it first. And if, as you build the reinforcement, then you take the wall out, you reassemble it with different types of structural members, like laminated beams, for example, that run that span and allow you to have that sort of open space. Now, you raise another good question, like, okay, what happens to the basement stair? Well, obviously, you're going to need a railing there. So it's a really big project. I don't know if that's going to be worth it for you in terms of what you're going to get out of this. What are you trying to achieve from a design perspective?
To have an open concept. And here's another idea. There's another wall that goes between the kitchen and the dining room. And that's just a small wall because there's a doorway there.
You know, Trish, there are some other ways that you can actually make the rooms feel larger. You know, considering I don't know the exact floor plan or,
you know, the situation of the space. But if you've got some windows in, say, your dining room on the wall opposite it, why not put a really large mirror over perhaps, you know, a service area or some sort of great storage cabinet, because the mirror will sort of help bounce the light around and open up the space and make it feel larger. You know, using paint color tricks where you slightly change one wall color to a lighter hue in the same family can make the space feel larger as well. Mirrors really are a huge help. I'm not talking about mirroring an entire wall, but I am talking about perhaps, you know, some strategically placed, really decorative mirrors will do the trick as well. You know, these are all ways. Furniture layout, if you can sort of keep the flow more open to encourage, you know, a good pass-through, that can help make the space feel larger as well. So there are ways without taking on major construction projects.
That'll make it look so much bigger. Trish, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So does the thought of planning a landscape project feel kind of overwhelming, especially when you're trying to design plantings to create that big first impression of your home? Well, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, so here's how to get started. First, skip the foundation planting and instead create an entry garden. That idea of planting foundations is sort of an old idea when foundations were kind of ugly. They're not ugly anymore. You can have the foundation exposed. It's okay. And you'll have a lot less maintenance to do. And instead, put that energy into creating that entry garden. It's a fresher, more modern idea. You can have nice wide borders that flank your front walk with all sorts of beautiful flowers. Next, be unique. Ideally, that front yard should contain an element of uniqueness that would relate to the architectural character of the home and add to the style of the owners while maintaining a visual compatibility with the neighborhood. So, in other words, make it all blend in. Right, Les?
I mean, that's true. You also want to make sure that you're carefully composing that garden that's going to deliver a whole summer full of color, some winter interest, a mix of textures. You want to make sure that all season long, every season, something interesting is happening out there. You need to make sure that you're aiming to juxtapose textures that will contrast one another nicely. Generally, leaves are categorized as broad, strap-shaped, or frilly, and they kind of explain how they look in that descriptive word there. And you also might place a broadleaf hostase next to a frilly-leafed fern, and that way you're getting a lot of interest in those areas because the layering of the textures really creates some beautiful spots in the garden.
That's right. And finally, think seasonally. Start by creating the winter garden first, placing evergreen and deciduous shrubs for a year-round structure, and then plant a sequence of blooming perennials filled in with the annuals, placing any fragrant plants close to the path so they can be enjoyed by those approaching your house.
Now we're heading on over to Iowa, where Brian has a crack on the wall that keeps on coming back. Tell us what's going on.
Well, yeah, I built this home about 6 years ago and noticed it, you know, within the first year, really, that in just one of my bedrooms, I have a crack that comes up from my bedroom going into my bathroom door, and it kind of almost goes up probably close to 2.5 feet, 3 feet, and it comes and goes depending on the year. I've finished over it a couple times on both sides of the wall into the bathroom in here, and I've tried to refinish over it. It keeps coming back, and my builder looked at it, can't quite figure it out. And
this is what we call a Groundhog Day home improvement project, Brian, because it just keeps happening over and over again, right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, just originally I just tried to cover it up and see, you know, make it look better. And
all right, well, here's the thing. You've got a very normal crack in a wall there. Cracks often form over doors, like exactly what you're describing there, because that's a weaker part of the wall. And for whatever reason, you had some settlement in your house and it caused this crack to open up. The fact that you're spackling it is not going to solve it. It solves it for a season, but it won't solve it permanently. What you need to do is you need to sand the area of the crack pretty well, because I want you to get rid of all that extra spackle you've been putting on there. Then I want you to add a layer of fiberglass drywall tape, which is sort of like a netting. It's a bit sticky-backed. And then I want you to spackle over the fiberglass netting, over the fiberglass tape, on both sides. Start with a narrow bead of spackle and then open it up wider and wider and wider. And that on both sides of the wall will make that wall strong enough to stand up to the movement that will happen the next time the wall expands or contracts. You can't just spackle it because you're not really doing anything to bridge that gap. You bridge that gap with the tape, spackle over the tape, now you've got a permanent repair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, good luck with that project, Brian. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're heading on over to Ohio with Bobby, who cut down a tree but is now wondering what's going on with the dirt settling and sidewalk. This sounds like it's got an interesting story, Bobby. What happened to the tree?
Well, got a disease in it, and they recommended that I cut it down before it falls on my house. So I had it cut down, and they ground out the stump, and now I was wondering, how long do I have to wait for the dirt to settle, or if I even have to wait to extend my sidewalk?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to build a sidewalk on top of all of the ground-out sawdust, because that clearly is going to decay away. I think the best thing to do is to try to add some stone to that stumped area, maybe rake out all of the sawdust, and pack it with stone, and then make sure the new sidewalk is poured over that stone, or even embed some of the stone into the concrete, because otherwise you're going to build a sidewalk on top of an unstable piece of soil, and that could crack. Another option there is to have the mason add some reinforcement to the sidewalk and make sure the reinforcement straddles the weak area of the soil, so that, again, if you do get some additional compression, the sidewalk won't crack and sink in that area. You're wise to raise this question. You do need to work around it, and I think a good quality mason can help you do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Mike in Illinois on the line with a fireplace question. How can I help you today?
Okay, we're getting ready to move into a home that has two fireplaces, one on the first floor and one in the basement. The first floor is a stove insert, and there's two separate chimneys that terminate next to each other. The previous owner is telling us that when you're burning a fire in the stove, sometimes you get smoke out of the basement fireplace. Even with the damper closed, sometimes a little smoke, sometimes a lot of smoke. So we're just wondering what's going on there and how to solve that.
Well, the reason it happens is because the chimney is cold. Generally, when a chimney is cold, you get condensation of the smoke inside the chimney, and that makes it heavy, and it can push it down. So if a chimney does not have good draft, then you're not going to evacuate the smoke from the chimney through the outside. So the question is, how do you make that chimney improve the draft? And there's a number of ways that's done. Sometimes the chimney is raised, so we make it taller. Sometimes on the fireplace itself, you build in what's called a smoke shield, which is usually a piece of metal that's across the front of the fireplace that's maybe 6 or 8 inches deep, so that it improves the draft right at the front of the fireplace, and that can speed it up. But it's the kind of project that you really need to have a chimney expert look at. And I would not go to a mason for this. I would go to a shop that sells wood stoves and fireplaces, because they're going to have the expertise that you need here. But the reason it's happening is because the chimney is not drafting properly. And you can minimize it, by the way, by always building a very small fire and then building it up from there. You don't want to kind of go with a big fire right off, because the chimney doesn't have a chance to warm up, and you'll get more smoke that way. But when you do build a fire, if you start small and then let the chimney warm up, and then before you go a little bigger, that can minimize it. But I really think you need to have an expert look at it, because that can be quite a nasty problem, especially if somebody else builds the fire besides you and fills the house with smoke.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Mike. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to move into a new apartment? Well, we've got some simple decorating ideas to make your apartment feel like home, plus making sure that you're able to get that security deposit back when ultimately you move at the end of the lease. That's all coming up next on the Money Pit.
888 Money Pit.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lox Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Baselite pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Lauk's Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, guys, 84 Lumber is celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th. So stop by any 84 Lumber store and come plan your next project.
That's right. Whether it's a new deck, fence, or door, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and building materials you need and knowledgeable staff ready to help.
You can visit 84lumber.com to find project plans and ideas and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Now we've got Melanie in California on the line with a decorating question. What can we do for you today?
I have untreated V. rusticmi, knotty pine, throughout the house. I would like to continue into a 8x12 bathroom with the same. Is this the best application for the bathroom, or will untreated wood hold up to condensation?
Now, where are you seeing this, on the walls, on the ceiling?
Oh, well, I'd like to do the whole bathroom, yes, walls and ceiling.
I would say, Leslie, that untreated knotty pine is a really bad idea for a bathroom.
Yeah.
I actually do have a bathroom that's got pine wainscoting, but it's completely sealed, and it goes up about halfway up the wall. I would definitely not put unfinished wood in the bathroom because it's going to soak up the moisture. It's going to grow mold or mildew, and just is not going to look right. You can't clean it either. So a bad idea for the ceiling. That said, if you like the look of wood, there are many ceiling tile products that do look quite a lot like wood.
Okay. We're limited. We're in a small area, so we're limited as far as hardware's going and paneling. We've checked out our local hardware stores, and where's the best place to find, say, ceiling paneling? And
well, now, a clever, creative idea, which, you know, you might be able to source online, and perhaps you haven't looked at some of this in the local places to you, would be a laminate flooring that's a plank that looks like a knotty pine, so that we could utilize that in the same application that you're talking about, but it's made to withstand high moisture situations because it's, you know, a manufactured product and not a natural product.
Sure, sure.
And that, because it's sold in planks, if you do have to order it online or if somebody, you know, has to order it from the vendor directly through your local stores, it ships really easily because of its packaging and being plank size. You're not going to have a hard time getting it in rather than a sheet product.
Oh, okay, very good. And I think that would look far better than a sheet product. We just, I think that's...
Oh, absolutely.
Don't care. The wainscoting or coating, how do you pronounce that? Is that...
I say wainscoting, but I think everybody says it everywhere. They feel like tomato, tomato.
Which is very attractive, but we need to do this complete up the walls.
You don't have to. You could go partially up the walls and then trim off the top edge of it.
Hmm. And then with, okay.
It depends on what look you're going for. For example, Leslie, you've often given the suggestion that you can take an old door, turn it on its side, and that could be a wainscoting.
I mean, that works out beautifully, especially because it gives you the paneling sort of built right into the door. The only issue there is that anywhere you've got an electrical outlet or something that might protrude from the wall, you're going to have to bump that out to accommodate the extra thickness of the door. Not a big deal, but it's an extra step.
Boy, it sure is. Okay, well, thank you so much. That's a lot to think about, and I really like that plank flooring idea. I thought that never even crossed my mind, nor my husband's.
All right, well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for a lot of people, moving into an apartment is the first stepping stone to buying a home. But while it's not always easy to find affordable apartment decor, you can make it happen. And here's a few ideas to get you started. Have you guys looked at peel-and-stick wallpaper lately? I mean, it's removable. It's repositionable. You can put it up. You can take it down if you don't like it. And it's super easy. And there's so many beautiful design options out there. I mean, you could go crazy with a pattern, or you can just go interesting with a texture. So there's a lot of ways to temporarily change a space without ruining that space, which is great for an apartment. And I did this in the kitchen in my first apartment. I had the tiniest apartment on 28th Street. It was super white walls. It was very boring. It had fluorescent lighting, and it just kind of made this kitchen space like just terrible to be in. And no one liked being in that kitchen either. And it didn't make sense to paint such a small area and have to repaint it again when ultimately I was just going to move. So I picked out a great wallpaper. It added a fun pattern, which I could kind of go big with because the space was so small. And then when I was moving, I just peeled it right off.
That's awesome. Now, another trick is to add a large mirror in your living room. If you add a big mirror in your living room, you'll not only make the space seem bigger, but it'll also act as a piece of wall decor. So it's kind of like covers two bases there. And just like with the wallpaper, there are a lot of options to choose from. If you're worried about putting holes in your walls, then go with an oversized wall mirror. These can be leaned up against the wall with zero chance of damage to the apartment, and they will totally open up the space.
Yeah, the other thing you can do is make over the bathroom. I'm telling you, the entire ambience of your apartment is going to change if you take that, like, tiny little powder room or bathroom, whatever your apartment has to offer, and just give it a little bit of pizzazz. I mean, change the shower curtain, add something with a little bit more color, pair that with a cute little bath rug and some matching decor for the sink or a shelf if you've got one in there. Put up some cute signs, you know, some pictures from your travels. Print them in black and white, and it suddenly takes on a different feel. So there's tons of different things that you can do, and if you're worried about actually attaching anything to the wall because it's a rental, there's a lot of adhesive hangers that are designed to be removable without damaging the wall. So a lot of great ways that you can just spruce up a tiny space, and believe it or not, guys, everybody who comes into your apartment is going to use the bathroom. So you got to make it look cute.
So there you go. There's a lot of things that you can do to an apartment that are not going to impact your security deposit and really going to shape up the place and really make it personalized for what you enjoy.
This is the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, give us a call so we can help you get that project done right without calling us 100,000 times. Although, truly, we will take all of those calls and help you with every step of your project. So no worries if you want to do that. Coming up, if you're ready to hire a pro to help you with a big project this spring, then there's one thing you need to check out before pressing go. We've got some tips to share next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did you know 84 Lumber is not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project.
Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need.
Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping.
Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Ohio Esteban, our latest reviewer on Apple Podcasts. He titles it Upkeep Central, great podcast covering relevant topics in just the right depth. I enjoy the way you troubleshoot with listener and offer options for resolving repair problems. Keep up the good work. Well, Ohio, thank you so much for submitting that review, a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. We really, really appreciate it. It makes it possible for us to continue doing what we do, which is to love helping you get your projects done.
That's right. You know, whether you are sprucing up your space for resale or creating your dream home, this podcast is the ultimate guide to success. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Brandon in South Dakota is on the line with a garbage disposal question. What can we do for you today?
I got a family, two little boys, and I was just wondering about sizing a garbage disposal. Should I go with a half horse, a three-quarter horse? And then my follow-up question to that is, how hard is it? Kind of a novice do-it-yourselfer, would I be able to put it in myself?
So to your first question, you know, I know that they sell disposers that are as small as about a quarter horse or a third horse, but I would never buy one that size in a million years because I just see that as a problem in terms of clogs and inability to grind stuff up and maybe tripping all the time. So I would definitely recommend you get a half or even three-quarter horse. I mean, the additional expense is not significant. And I really think it's going to give you better performance over a greater number of years. In terms of installing them, they're actually not really that difficult to do if you can handle basic plumbing projects. But remember, you also got to handle basic electrical work. And, you know, that can get tricky if you're not familiar, and it can actually be dangerous. So it's not a hard plumbing or electrical project to do, but you got to have some basic skills to take it on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
All right, Brandon, good luck with that project, and good luck with those boys.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for your help.
Well, as you plan your home improvement projects for spring, you might be planning to hire some contractors to help because sometimes it's not smart to DIY a project, right? So if it's the case that you're going to hire a pro, you must make sure that they are properly insured because if not, you may end up footing the bill in the event of an accident or a renovation that goes terribly wrong.
Yeah, you know, in many areas of the United States, contractors that work for themselves are not required by law to have liability insurance or workman's comp, which is why it's important for you to get proof of insurance before the start of any home improvement project. Also, if you think you're already covered by your homeowner's insurance, actually, you might not be. Homeowner's insurance policies generally don't cover incidents that are involving uninsured or unlicensed contractors, or I should say and or unlicensed contractors. So you have to look at the verbiage in your homeowner's insurance very carefully. Don't just assume that you have coverage there.
Yeah, now the other thing to be aware of is that uninsured contractors also tend to be unfamiliar with building codes and are usually unable or unwilling to apply for permits. When a project lacks those proper permits, a homeowner can be ordered to remove or repair the work that has already been done. So make sure you're hiring a real pro. Be sure to check your contractor's insurance before allowing any work to start on your property.
Sandra, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello. My question concerns, would you recommend a radon test for a house? Our home is a two-story house on a hill, and the lower level, which is completely finished, is two sides underground, and it has two sides ground level. And if we have a radon problem, can something be done to correct that? We're in the Pacific Northwest, about 60 miles south of Seattle.
And do you hear about high radon levels in that area coming up occasionally?
I don't, but I've never talked about it with anybody. So I saw something in the paper recently that suggested people have this test.
Well, it's certainly a good idea. So order a radon test kit. You can probably find one online. The type you want is called charcoal adsorption, A-D-S-O-R-B, ad, not ab, adsorption. And it's a type of test that you'll put in the home for anywhere from about 3 to 7 days. You open up this charcoal canister or this charcoal packet, depending on the type of test. You leave it in the lowest living space, so whatever the lowest area finished living space is, you leave it there for that period of time. You seal it back up. You send it off to a lab. They're going to give you a result. If it comes in at 4 picocuries per liter of air or higher, then that's the action guideline, after which point you would want to consider some sort of remediation. Now, you ask the question, well, how do I do that exactly? And the answer is it's harder when the whole space is finished, but it's not impossible. Generally, the way radon is mitigated is by a system called a subslab ventilation system, where they basically run pipes below the surface of the lowest slab and pull the gas out of the soil and then discharge it outside. So it's a matter of figuring out where to get that pipe into the slab and where to discharge it out, you know, with the least amount of disturbance. But a good radon mitigator can do this even in a finished house.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds quite complex.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, but you got to start with the test. So I would do that first.
Right, and that's only if they find something.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, are there areas in the country where you're more likely to have radon?
Yep. There's a. If you go to the EPA website, epa.gov/radon, there's information about radon zones across the entire country, including contact information for your local state area.
Oh, all right.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, here's a question. Do you guys like popcorn? I mean, I love popcorn. Popcorn truly is my most favorite snack, but I like popcorn as food, just not on my ceiling as a texture, which I think a lot of you guys can agree with there. Coming up, we're going to help a listener who says his popcorn ceiling has got to go when the Money Pit returns.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Home Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Howard from Tyler, Texas, wrote into Team Money Pit and has a question about removing popcorn ceiling. Is there any way to do this myself, or do I need to hire a pro to remove all of that stuff, and then we can repaint the ceiling?
Well, yes and yes. I mean, look, it's a lot of work, and if you want to take it on yourself, you certainly could. If you hire a pro that does this all the time, it's going to go quicker and smoother. It'll probably come out better.
And it won't end up in your eyes.
Yeah. And you wouldn't want to mix that popcorn with what you have in the bowl, right, Leslie, for your favorite
that
snack.
That's true.
Especially because it could contain asbestos. So that's always the first place to start, is to test the ceiling material to see if it contains asbestos. There are lots of mail-in test kits that are available where you can just put a little piece of that inside an envelope and send it away for a test. If it's got asbestos, then you need a special contractor to remove that. But generally speaking, the way this job goes is you spray it down to get it wet or damp, not soaking, but pretty wet. I like to use a garden sprayer for that, like a pump-up garden sprayer, because it's easy to handle. And then as you wet it, then you scrape it off, and you can use a wide scraper that's like a ceiling scraper. It's like very wide, has a long handle on it, it makes it easier to reach. And you're scraping the stuff off, and then it falls. Of course, it has to be all tarped off and everything. And once you get all of this stuff off, and it is a lot of work, you know, it's not all going to come off easily. There's going to be some areas that leave a little bit of, take a little drywall with it. You're going to do some patching and that sort of thing. But after you get it all off and you've got the surface kind of where you want it, then it's really important that you prime it. And I would use an oil-based primer for this, because you really want to get a nice solid surface there that can seal in whatever's underneath this and give you a good base to apply the top coat to. And then you use ceiling paint over that. Make sure the ceiling paint is flat. You never want to use anything but a flat sheen on the paint, because when the sunlight hits it, when the lighting in the house hits it, it will show every defect in that ceiling and just look terrible if it's got any kind of sheen to it or any kind of shine to it. So make sure it's flat paint. Now, the other thing I'll mention is, if you just, if you don't like the popcorn, but it kind of looks dirty and disgusting, you could paint it without removing it. There are special rollers that are really thick, and they have slits in them, so they kind of put a lot of paint in between those kernels of popcorn, I will call it, and you can just paint that popcorn ceiling and brighten it up again. So you've got some options on how to tackle that. And if you want to go with a pro, it's going to be easier, but more expensive, but you can do it yourself with the right tools, a lot of time, and some tall ladders.
All right. Now, Robin says, I was listening to your podcast a few weeks back, and you talked about a way to install tile backsplash without using any of that thick, gooey mastic. I'm ready for a project and hope you can walk me through it. Yeah, Robin, we've actually used this before ourselves, Tom and I, on work projects and at home. It's called Simple Mat, and it's made by Custom Building Products, and it's basically super quick and easy and really tidy. It's like a giant sticker. But, man, is it super, duper, duper, duper sticky. So you make sure your surface is prepped correctly. Then you attach the Simple Mat to it. And once you've got the Simple Mat in place, you can start to install your tile. And the tile is just going to stick and stay right in place. You don't have to wait for it to dry. You can grout right away. And you can actually find it right at the Home Depot. So get to it, lady. You can start now.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, episode 2400, wrapping up. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We hope that we've been able to fill you in on some great home improvement ideas and talk about some projects that you're interested in getting done. If you've got a project in mind and you'd like us to cover it, reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web,
via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Farmers Insurance presents 60 Seconds of Service.
Kindness displayed with this gracious parade. That story next.
As a top military employer, Farmers Insurance thanks all service members and their families for preserving freedom at home and overseas.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
A Korean War veteran who celebrated his 90th birthday last Saturday had no idea he was going to be treated to a motorcade of well-wishers driving by in front of his Hamburg home. They were waving, cheering, and stopping to drop off birthday cards and other gifts. Gino Gervasi, born in Detroit and raised in the downriver suburb of Melvindale, was beaming from ear to ear as he waved at the cars going by in the long procession. Saying he couldn't believe what the fuss was all about, he received numerous cards from people he didn't even know, saying he was touched by the sentiments expressed inside the cards. One person even gave him a package of Italian salami and provolone. For more great stories and interviews, just visit thenationaldefense.com.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine washable Arch Fit Shoes now at Skechers.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by 84 Lumber. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects that you want to get done around your house. You need some tips on how to tackle a project, how to do a repair. We will help you get it done. We will inspire you. We will help you build confidence. We will guide you. We will coach you, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver. We're here to move you forward in your home improvement journey. You can reach out with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us, and you'll get the quickest possible response. Coming up on today's show, are your windows drafty or simply worn out? Maybe you're wondering whether you can repair them or you need to totally replace them. Well, we're going to share a checklist to help you determine the best course of action for your home and your budget.
And if you're ready to take on a project and you're not sure what materials you need, HGTV star Steve Ford is joining us to share how one home improvement retailer is stepping up to help DIYers.
And now that spring is in full swing, you may be finding that between the lawnmowers and the kids' bikes and the yard gear, you might be a little tight in outside storage. So building a shed could be a good solution. We're going to tell you what you need to know to plan that project.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you're doing the job yourself or hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get the job done right.
So your job is to reach out to us with your projects and questions. A couple of ways to do that, as I said, 888-MONEY-PIT is the phone number. That's 888-666-3974. You can call us 24/7 or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Karen in Pennsylvania is dealing with some mold in the basement. Tell us what's going on.
My mom has a house that the basement is, we put it up for sale and nobody noticed this. And one person came in and tore wallpaper off the wall, and we noticed that it had mold from the floor to the ceiling and even in the inner walls. So I had a gentleman come and look at it, and he said it would take $30,000 plus. And he would come in, remove all the interior walls, all the wood, the paneling, everything off the wall, down to the bare. He would have a chemical put on, clean it, and then it would never come back. And then the second guy came in, and he said he would rip everything out, as he said. He would coat it, clean it, and guarantee it that if it did come back, he'd fix it for $10,000.
Yeah, I don't think you need either of these guys. You don't have enough information yet, and I don't think you're talking to the right people. I doubt either of them are professional road mold mitigators. It sounds to me like they're just trying to size you up for as much money as they can get from you. The first thing you want to do is test the mold, figure out what kind of mold it is. And that's done. There's a couple of easy ways to do that. But basically, you take a sample and you send it out to a lab and they tell you what you got. And then you can kind of design a mitigation plan around that. You know, I need to get a sense as to how much mold is there, but if it's just a little bit of mold behind the wallpaper, you know, you may not need to pull all this out. You might be able to treat it right in place, but it doesn't sound right.
Where the bathroom is has an inner wall, and that is halfway down with mold.
Okay. How much mold are we talking about here, square footage-wise? Is it like a 4x4 foot by 4 foot space? Or
we're going to say all the outer walls, because we since went around and pulled off some wallpaper here, and moved some paneling. And we also, the first guy that came in for $30,000 brought in a light. And it, to me, it looked like a black light. But he brought the light in. That was a special light, and it can tell what type of mold it was and where the mold was.
That is completely wrong. Do not call that guy back. It is completely wrong. Okay? That guy was not giving you accurate information. He comes in with his magic light that supposedly tells mold.
Yeah, they can't actually tell you what kind of mold unless they do a chemical test on a physical sample.
Well, it's a mold test. They send it out to a lab and they read it. So
right.
That guy's a snake oil salesman.
Right, but I mean, it's actually holding a piece of that mold and testing it with certain things, and that's done by a lab.
It sounds like you could use a basement renovation, but I wouldn't get too crazy over it. If it's done by the right kind of company, they can take that apart very carefully and dispose of all of that material. And maybe you don't even want to put the walls back. Maybe you just want to leave it unfinished.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in South Dakota needs some help searching for a tankless water heater. What can we do for you?
Love your show.
Thanks.
Was just thinking about tankless water heaters as an option for our home. We've got a small utility room, and one, it might offer a bit more storage space in the utility room. But, you know, family of five, all-electric house, a lot of water usage. You can imagine with the eighth grader, the third grader, and a college student that comes home from time to time. And was just curious your thoughts on if there's a good product to really take a look at and with you know, return on investment, things like that.
So do you have any gas power whatsoever? Do you have a gas grill or propane supply for heating?
We sure do. I do have a propane tank out back, about 250 gallons. I do use it primarily for gas grilling.
Okay, perfect. What I would recommend is that you look at a tankless water heater. Tankless water heaters are awesome right now because they save you a lot of energy and they literally never ever run out of hot water. And with those kids, you're going to need an endless supply of hot water. Trust me, as a father of three, they use a lot of hot water. Now, one of the complaints typically about water heaters is that it takes a long time for the water to get to the faucet, especially first thing in the morning.
Rinnai, though, is now out with a new technology that incorporates a thermal bypass technology, which enables you to have relatively instant hot water, regardless of how far that fixture is from the house. So I would take a look at the tankless water heaters made by Rinnai, and I would look especially at the models that feature thermal bypass technology, because that's really state-of-the-art.
Excellent. I will do that. I live in an area where there are quite a few plumbers, so we'll see what options are out here. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Awesome.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What is going on at your place? You got some projects that you're tackling. Maybe you've got a dream renovation you are planning in your mind. Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, you've got windows at home that need some work? Well, we're going to share a checklist to help you determine if they can be repaired or they need replacement when the Money Pit returns. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer home improvement projects like a pro? Well, whether you are sprucing up your space for resale or creating your dream home, the Money Pit Podcast is your ultimate guide to success. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Joyce in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have 9 windows, and we had someone caulk the windows where the window sills, because we live in Boston, and the cold air has been blowing in. I want to know how I can seal them up, because it didn't do one iota thing for the gentleman caulking the 9 windows.
Didn't do any good, huh? And he caulked them from the outside or from the inside?
From the inside, because this is an apartment building. We're on the 7th floor, and we have windows going on different angles. And so I'm trying to find out what is the easiest way to prevent the cold from blowing in, because it's unbearable.
Okay, since you're on the 7th floor, I presume that you don't use your windows. You would never use your windows for emergency egress. Do any of them go to a fire escape or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so there's 2 things that you can do here. One of which is you can use shrink film. It's a clear plastic wrap that you cut to fit the size of the window. Mm-hmm. You attach it with a clear double face tape that comes with it. And then you use your hair dryer to heat it, and it becomes very taut and clear so it doesn't obstruct the view.
What about weather stripping, like weather felt?
Well, that's all possible, but there's another option. And the reason I asked you if you needed to use your windows for egress is because I was going to recommend temporary weather stripping. Now, there's a caulk that's like a weather stripping sealant, but it's a temporary sealant. Okay, so the way this works is you essentially caulk your windows shut. You caulk all the seams in the window where they slide up and down with this clear temporary caulk. And then what happens is in the spring, you can actually grab the edge of this caulk and peel it right off. It comes off like a clear rubbery strip. It enables you to essentially seal your windows shut in the winter and then restore them in the spring.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy your program immensely.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Barry in Tennessee needs some help with his jacuzzi. What can we do for you?
Well, what happened was the drain got stopped up. So I took some Crystal Drano and poured it, and it got on the tub itself, and it burnt all the way around the drain. I mean, it's burnt plastic. So I was wondering, is there a way to get that back to looking new, or do I just have to replace the whole tub?
Well, unfortunately, you've chemically damaged the tub by using caustic drain cleaners. We really don't like caustic drain cleaners for reasons just like this. They don't really work very well to begin with, and what happens is you end up overusing them or spilling them, and I've seen them melt tubs and melt plastic before. You know, there's a new drain cleaning product on the market right now that I've just come across, and it's fantastic. It's called Drain FX. The website is DrainFX.com. And essentially what this is for under $20, you're purchasing what's in essence a pressure washer for your clogged drain lines. You hook this up to the sink faucet. It has a long tube that you can run hot water down. You drop this into the trap, and then you turn the water on, and it blasts the clogs away. It's under $20. Check it out at DrainFX.com. You should have one in your toolbox, because you never know when this is going to happen. And look, you could save yourself not only the hassle of a clogged pipe, but in your case, the hassle of potentially replacing a tub or learning to live with the ugly stains that have resulted. Do not use caustic drain cleaners on these surfaces. Take a look at Drain FX. It's a much better option.
So at your Money Pit, do you have some windows that need work? Are you wondering if they can be repaired or if they need to be totally replaced? Well, here are 5 factors to consider that will help you make that decision. First of all, you want to consider drafts. You know, check your current windows for loose or damaged weather stripping. Repairing those areas and caulking the drafts around the window frame can actually improve insulation and reduce those drafts, and certainly is a heck of a lot cheaper than replacing the window. Also, you want to think long term. If you've got loose glass and deteriorating frames, that indicates significant issues. While repairs might be cheaper initially, investing in an energy efficient window replacement offers better long term benefits. You kind of have to weigh the cost of doing something now versus the cost of something now that will last a very, very long time.
Now, here's something that really bugs people that this has happened to, and that is the frost or condensation on the window panes. If you have windows like that, it basically is indicating a seal failure and a reduced efficiency. So you have to replace the glass or the entire window if you want to improve that situation. Now, you don't have to do that because it's really not going to cost you a whole lot in energy efficiency loss, but it is kind of ugly when you see all that moisture fogging up at the inside of the window. Next, check the functional window. If it's hard to open, hard to close, or hard to lock, that is a functional failure and also sort of goes with one more check mark on the side of replacement over repair. Sure, you can work the windows a bit, try to free them up, but I'm kind of thinking if it's doing all three of those things, I want a new window.
Yeah. Also, you need to think about, do you need to block UV rays? Are you seeing damage to the carpet or the furnishings or even your wood floor? If you see that, that means your windows are not providing UV protection there. So you want to consider windows with glass packages that are designed to filter those UV rays to preserve your interior furnishings, because it really can damage a lot all that sun.
Now, if you do decide to repair your windows, that is generally a do-it-yourself project with a good chance for success. But when it comes to window replacement, it is always best to go pro. You know, the law of gravity combined with a stiff wind and create a very undesirable outcome when you're trying to wrestle a new window into place, not to mention making sure the new installation is both leak and draft-free. So that's a project I would definitely suggest you turn to a pro to get done.
We've got Rick from Illinois calling in to Team Money Pit. What can we help you with?
Well, we had the house built 22 years ago, and over time, the front door's taken his bumps and bruises, two teenage boys at the time, throwing balls, things like that.
I hear you.
Yeah, so my wife decides she wants a new front door. So we went to the big box store and asked about a new door. He says, well, you got to replace the whole door, the transit, everything. That whole, you got to basically rip off like a third of the front of my house to replace this assembly. So
yeah,
the guy comes out to measure. I says, perfect world. I just want a door. He says, oh, no problem. I can just measure for the hinges. We'll get you a new door. Well, we get a call from the big box store. He says, you can't do that. We got to replace the whole thing. What do you think? You tell me.
So, first of all, you certainly can replace just the door. Now, I will say, though, that that is a much more complicated project from a carpentry perspective because you're never going to find a new door that fits. It's not like replacing a part on the car, right? You get a dent in your door, you get a new door panel, you put it on, it fits perfectly. It's not like that. You're going to find that the door is not going to fit exactly, so it has to be made to fit. You're going to basically buy what's called a slab. We call those kinds of doors a slab. You're going to have to put the hinges on. You're going to have to put the deadbolt in. You're going to have to put the latch in. And then you're going to have to make sure that it swings and closes properly and it doesn't bind and that it's, you know, properly sealed all the way around. So I'm not saying you can't do it, but just understand that it's a lot more complicated than just tearing it out and putting in a manufactured unit, because in that case, everything's designed to work together. The air seals are better, the insulation is better, and so on and so forth. Is this a wood door that you're replacing?
It's an insulated metal door.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, I would do a little investigation on your own, Rick. I would look for those metal door slabs, and I would measure exactly your old door and see how close you can get to the same size door. The big box stores, you know, they have their systems, and certainly they're not in the business of, you know, sending out expert carpenters to do that kind of fine work. They're more in the rip-out and replace business.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible if you find a door that is very similar, if not identical, to what you have, that you may be able to minimize the carpentry work. Do you consider yourself pretty handy when it comes to carpentry? Could you do that sort of work yourself?
I'm legally blind, so it's kind of limited.
Oh.
Limited what I can do.
Yeah.
Vision, not completely blind, low vision, so it's pretty limited.
Well, I mean, you can hire a carpenter just to do that install, but separate from a big box store.
Yeah, I know a few guys that might. Yeah, boy, I'm going off into the weeds here. I apologize, but I've had some experiences with contractors in the past, and I'm very leery. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want a general contractor here. You just want a carpenter. You just want somebody who's a carpenter. You know, why don't you look at a site like Angie, the Angie website, Angie.com. They have reviews there on folks for all sorts of different trades. The only thing I would caution you on is that sometimes I find that you'll see, like, general contractors pop up in a search for a carpenter, but there'll be plenty of, you know, small construction company carpenter kind of guys on there, and you can find somebody that way that could just do the installation. But I wouldn't rely on them to find the door. I'd do that work on your own. It's probably going to be a lot easier and less expensive. This way you're just paying for the labor to replace it.
Yeah, I think you've convinced me that just do the whole thing when you laid it out like you did. Just replace the side lights, everything, so...
All right, well, good luck with that project. Take a look at the fiberglass doors that are out now, too. That's another advantage of the fact that you're doing this from scratch now, they're very insulated and they don't dent like the metal ones do.
That's what the big box store is kind of pushing too. So I'm heading that direction. So okay.
Well, good luck with that project, Rick.
Thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit. Are you ready to take on a project, but you're not sure what materials you need? Up next, HGTV star Steve Ford is joining us to share how one home improvement retailer is stepping up to help DIYers when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Linda Plott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday update right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, DIYers, if you need help shopping for the best product and materials needed for your home reno project, 84 Lumber is ready to help. 84 Lumber is the nation's largest privately owned supplier of building materials and the choice of builders nationwide.
Yes, but 84 Lumber is not just for pros. 84 Lumber is actually a great resource for DIYers as well. And in fact, they are celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th. And with us to talk about that is Steve Ford. You may know Steve as the star of many home remodeling shows on HGTV, and Amy Smiley, the vice president of marketing for 84 Lumber. Steve, Amy, welcome to the Money Pit.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we are happy to have you both join us. And Steve, I want to start with you because, boy, you've been at this an awfully long time. And you know what a challenge it is for DIYers to go into a material supply store and not be able to find what they need to get the job done. And they definitely could use some expert advice. And it seems like 84 Lumber has done a great job at just that.
For sure. I use 84 Lumber on almost all my projects. And it's always helpful because generally, the guys that work there know more than I do even. It's always nice to have a partner who knows more.
And Amy, 84 Lumber, as we said, is the largest privately owned supplier of building materials. But have you guys always served DIYers? Because I know you from my years working as a pro.
Yes, I think it's a common misconception that we're not open to the public and that we're only, you know, servicing builders. But all of our locations are open to the public, and our associates, as Steve mentioned, they're very well trained. We pride ourselves in having experts that work at our counter, and we welcome anybody to come through our doors. Your project is our project.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Well, Steve, as you know, DIYers come in all shapes and sizes these days. What skill sets do you think you need to tackle home improvement projects? I mean, how do you tackle the projects that are achievable and steer away from those that maybe you do need a pro for?
Well, I think if you do your homework, you can tackle just about anything. There's a lot of resources out there to learn. You can go to classes that brands offer, watch YouTube videos, trial and error even. But, you know, 84 Lumber is a great resource to get all the materials you need and get you started.
Well, Amy, 84 Lumber Associates sure do know their stuff. I mean, they really seem to take pride in their work. They're super well-trained, and I think that's rare in this day and age. It's nice to be able to go into an 84 and ask a very specific, detailed question about a product and get a good answer from somebody that really knows and really understands and really cares about what that DIYer is trying to achieve. Now, you guys must put a lot of resources behind that because it certainly does show. Can you tell us about your associates?
Absolutely. So we have 7,000 associates nationwide, and all of our associates that come in that entry-level position as a manager trainee come to our headquarters, which is in 84, Pennsylvania, which is in the Pittsburgh area. And we have a training and development team that really provide top-level training for them. So they come to Lumber Camp. That's the first training session that they attend as a new associate. And it walks them through everything about our company to learning how to do takeoffs and learning our vendor products. So it's really a full-fledged, amazing program, and it really sets us apart from the competition.
Lumber Camp. Now, that sounds like a camp I'd certainly like to attend. Leslie, I wish they had those when we were kids, right?
That would be awesome.
It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Now, Steve, you've been building projects on and off the air for many years. Can you tell us about some of your latest projects?
Yeah, I've used 84 Lumber for most of my projects. I'm currently doing a cabin project and a warehouse project, which I can't wait to share. And 84 Lumber has just been an excellent resource to help me get everything set up for all the work I'm doing. So I'm getting started to do some framing, and I can't wait for that delivery.
Well, that sounds great. I know in the years I spent as a pro, one of the things that always frustrated me was calling my supplier, asking about availability of materials, getting a positive answer, and then going there only to find out that wasn't exactly the case because somebody wasn't doing their homework. But that never happened to us with 84, which is the reason I became such an avid customer over the years. And, Amy, you know, it shows that Lumber Camp and all the training that you guys do definitely makes a difference. So talk to me about DIY Day. It's coming up here on April 6th. What do you guys have planned?
So this is kind of a new campaign for us. Obviously, we're very active on social media, and we thought this was a really great opportunity to collaborate with Steve, who is one of our influencers that we work with, and we work with a variety of influencers across the country. And we want to really get the message out there that we aren't just for builders. We're here for the weekend warriors and the DIYers, and letting people know that we have friendly, knowledgeable staff, and we're going to do some fun projects with Steve and share, you know, how he creates his magic, which will be wonderful. And I think it's also an opportunity to kind of shed a light more on who 84 Lumber is. This will draw some more attention where, you know, we talked about nation's largest privately held company. We're a family-owned company. We're second generation, and we're also owned by a woman in this industry, which I think also sets us apart. So there's a lot of really unique and interesting characteristics about our company and our brand, and we hope people will see that on National DIY Day.
I'm sure they will. And Steve, spring is here, and there are projects on the minds of our audience. I'm sure you've got some favorite 84 Lumber projects that you've completed over the years. Can you talk about them?
My favorite all-time 84 Lumber project was the home I live in, which you can see on our show on HGTV. I always enjoy the next project. It's exciting to get started on something new and go in and visit my 84 Lumber guys, and they get me started.
All right, excellent.
Steve Ford, renowned expert and star of many HGTV shows, and Amy Smiley, the Vice President of Marketing for 84 Lumber. Thanks very much, guys, for stopping by the Money Pit and telling us all about DIY Day. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. And hey guys, if you would like more information on what's happening at 84, just go to their website. It's 84lumber.com. That's 84lumber.com. Steve, Amy, thanks again.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right, Steve and Amy, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you short on outside storage? Well, a shed could be the answer. We're going to walk you through those possibilities next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now is the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle any home project with confidence? Well, whether you are planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or you're fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, now that spring is in full swing, you may be finding that between the lawnmowers and more, you could be a little tight on that outside storage. Well, sheds can be a solution and can definitely be a DIY or a pro project. But before you begin, there are four important things you need to consider.
Yeah. Now, first up, the average cost to build a shed is somewhere between around $800 and $4,000, depending on the materials you choose and whether you choose to go DIY or to hire a pro. But whether you decide to go one way or the other, there are several basic questions you need to ask yourself before you start shopping.
Yeah. For example, do I need a permit? Well, you have to check with local building codes to determine if you are going to need a permit to build that shed on your property. You don't want to find out after you finish the project that it has to come down because it violated some building code or zoning ordinance. Also, you need to be thinking about how big, what style do I want the shed to be? Do you need something simple and utilitarian, or do you want something more decorative? There's so many different styles and sizes out there, so evaluate your home and property to determine the best style for your needs.
Then you want to think about where the shed should actually go. Now, depending on the size of your yard, you may have many different options for the placement of your shed. Some popular choices would be to build it close to the house, which makes running power and water lines easy, or tucking it in to the backside or the side of your property so it's less obtrusive. And then finally, what's your budget? If you got a tight budget, you can build a simple shed that gets the job done without a lot of frills. There's also a lot of prefabricated sheds out there. They usually have plastic walls and ceilings, but they're durable. And if you install them correctly, they can last a long, long time. Now, if you really have a good budget, you can go like totally she shed or man cave and add plumbing, add electricity, add lighting. And then, of course, your budget has got to support all of that.
Yeah, and sometimes that budget needs to be fairly large once you start planning those she sheds and man caves because they can be pretty awesome. Now, if you do go pro, guys, we recommend getting estimates from at least two or three different contractors before you choose one pro to help you with that project, and make sure you're talking about the same type of project with each and every one. Don't start, you know, going off on a tangent like, oh, yeah, windows, oh, this, that, and the other thing, and then talk to the other guy about something super simple because the numbers will be dressed different, and then you won't understand why.
That's a great point. You really want to commit to the design first, and they don't change that when you talk to different contractors. This way they're all bidding on exactly the same work that you want to get done.
Brendan, Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
Hi. So, well, it's going to fall in.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, we have the house was built in about 1908. And the basement walls were poured concrete, and they're starting to crumble. I mean, significantly, like, you know, 2 to 4 inches in some spots. The problem is we can't lift the house because it's made of like Haydite blocks that were, like with decorative front on them. So the whole thing's block and we can't, I mean, it's just way too heavy to lift. So trying to figure out how to, repair the walls or replace them or add structural something to them. I don't know.
Okay, so this is not something that you can figure out. You do not have the experience, nor do 90% of the contractors that you call to ask those questions. If you've got walls that are in that bad a shape, you need to go to a structural engineer. That is really critical for a bunch of reasons. First of all, the structural engineer is going to know exactly what kind of repair to prescribe, and in his or her report will detail with words and drawings what that repair has to look like. Once you get that specification, then you can talk to contractors who will execute that design. But most importantly, when you're dealing with a major structural issue like this, you also need the structural engineer to come back after the repair is done and say, yes, it was done correctly and there's no further cause for concern. Because at some point, you're going to want to sell this house, and that engineering report and the inspections that follow are going to be sort of a pedigree that's going to stay with the house. So I've seen these repairs done badly more than they've been done well, and it's usually because people try to skip that step. It's really important you have a design professional when you have walls that are sagging a couple inches like you describe it, because it's beyond the scope of what any contractor should be trusted to design themselves.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better, because one person said, well, they would come in and spray concrete on, but they would need to drill through to put some supports, and I'm like...
Yeah, no, your antenna should go up with that kind of advice, because the guy hasn't even seen your house yet, so...
No,
you know.
Right.
So, you need to get a design professional. Get these contractors. Don't let these contractors in the door, because they'll try to take advantage of you and prescribe all sorts of crazy ideas. And they just don't have the training to do that, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, unpacking your spring clothes only to find out that they've been damaged by bugs? Well, that's not a great way to kick off the new season. We're going to share a timeless solution to keep your clothes in tip-top shape next.
You live in a Money Pit.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine. A drive-in movie. Cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. You can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Jen reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I'm thinking of painting my cherry kitchen cabinets white. How do I proceed and what products should I use?
Well, first of all, cherry is a good wood to paint because it's very flat grain. You don't have like deep ridges in it like you do with oak.
Ugh, like my cabinets.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have had some of those too. You want to remove the doors, the drawers, and the hardware. Just get them out of the way. It's much easier to work on them when they're out. Then you want to prep the surface. And there's a lot of steps to preparing finished surfaces. You've got to clean it really well. You've got to degloss it, which takes the shine off, and then sand it. And then one of the most important steps is to use a special type of primer called a bonding primer or a high bond primer. It helps the new finish stick to that smooth, formerly cherry surface. And then over that, I like to use oil-based finishes if I can find them, but if not, I use urethane enamel paint. It's a paint that is pretty durable. It's available in different sheens. You'll find it at all the good paint stores. And it goes on smooth, and it doesn't leave any brush strokes in. Most importantly, it's water cleanup. And then lastly, you can replace with the hinges you took off. If they're working, you can clean them. Or you could go ahead and put in some new hardware, new hinges. It's kind of like sprucing up the cabinets by adding a little bit of jewelry to it. It looks really, really nice when you're all done. You'll be good to go. It's a big job. Your kitchen's going to be out of action for a while. But, man, does it come out good when it's done.
It sure does. It really does make a big, big difference. And you're going to love the space. It really does feel like a whole brand new kitchen. And all you did was add color.
Well, are you ready to take out your shorts and your swimsuits and light jackets and light dresses and all of that out of storage? It is a great way to mark the start of your spring, but it could turn into a big disappointment if you find out they've been ravaged by insects or moths. Leslie's got a timeless solution that you can build yourself to prevent all that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, for centuries, there's been a very natural trick that people use to keep bugs and moths at bay. It's called cedar, and they hate it. It repels those pests, but it also resists mildew. So that means that turning a standard closet into a cedar closet can keep your belongings safe for years to come from both mildew and bugs. Now, you can add as much or as little cedar as you want to the walls of an existing space, but it's most effective if you line the space in full and include the ceiling and the back of the door as well. So to start, you want to make sure you're working with Eastern Red Cedar. It's the type that gives off a scent that's going to keep those moths away. And you can also nail the tongue and groove cedar to the studs and attach it using construction adhesive, or you can do a combination of both. You want to use a stud finder to find and mark those studs and then begin at the back wall of the closet. Now, you want to make sure you nail through the tongue of the wood at each stud section, angling those fasteners about 45 degrees down to keep them from getting in the way of the next board. And once that back wall's been covered, you can install the cedar on the side walls, allowing the back edge of the boards to cover the cut ends at the corner. And here's the best part. If you want to keep that cedar smell fresh, All you need to do is lightly sand that cedar once a year or so to just rejuvenate it, and it brings back its natural aroma. So it can be effective for ages and ages and ages, and it really is a great way to preserve your wardrobe and to just keep things really in tip-top shape at home.
I love the smell of aromatic red cedar. It's like cologne for your closets.
It's true. It does smell nice.
And it keeps the bugs away. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you guys getting ready to spend more time outside? I know we are. We're going to share five easy ways for you to create the perfect outdoor living space on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil to put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.